So I have to speak on this issue. Listen, there's a YouTube guy that you guys mostly know. His name is Hassan Campbell, okay? He used to run with the Zulu Nation and got sexually assaulted by Erykah Bambaataa, okay? So, like, the last 3 years, he's been... Oh, Jesus, what the fuck is going on now? For, like, the last 3 years, 4 years, he's just been talking about, you know, he's been talking about rappers, you know, this and that, you know, what they're doing, what their lyrics are like, and every other thing, right? So he takes like a hiatus, you know, he's making money, he takes a little hiatus, and then all of a sudden, like, he gets wrapped up in, like, WAC 100 and DJ Vlad and all this shit, right? And so what it is like, what he's trying to say is like, look, here's all these rappers, right? They talk all they talk all this shit, you know, on their records. These kids get killed, and yet they do nothing for nothing. You know what I mean? You know, you got Jadakiss going to a prison, right? But yet he's got two artists that speak about popping perks, you know, bringing fucking mobs out to kill the ops and all this shit. So it's just a way for him to for Jada to cleanse his guilt for the shit that he destroyed. You know what I mean? Like, your music kind of destroyed kids. You know, young kids in the hood. You know, nobody's telling them how to be an LLC. Nobody's saying, like, hey, do what Jay did. Go get your record label and make it an LLC. So this way, everything that you do, your studio time, that's all tax write-off. Okay? So this way here, you don't have to take an advance from a label. They don't teach you how to be LLCs. They don't teach you how to negotiate for, you know, a couple dollars a CD from what they're going to make off you from streaming this, that, and the third. They want you to sign a 360 deal, this, that, and the third. And so, like, you know, Hassan was exposing a lot of this shit. And don't get me wrong, he did a lot of clowny type of shit. But now it seems like the kid's understanding how bad that he got. He should have never went to play. He should have never videotaped WAC 100 with the Nipsey video. About this Nipsey video. Okay? Then he gets in with Vlad. Then he starts talking to... was it Mano? He starts talking to Mano or somebody else. And, you know, they got, like, his channel demonetized and stuff. And it's just, to me, it just shows that Hassan, you couldn't only went on for so long before they were going to fucking say, look, enough's enough, bub. We're going to get you. Especially if you're recording people and then letting them know about it. You should have never said anything about the recording. You should have just kept it and leaked it to somebody else on a third party basis. Do you know what I mean? So, you know, that's how I would have done it. Do you know what I mean? So he leaks his video. Vlad gets on him. Now the next thing you know is that he's getting demonetized. He's coming up with all these you know, things about, like, you know, people out to get him on his channel and things of that nature. So my whole thing is that I came to like the cat and what he's saying. Okay, I'm not for all the little swagalicious things that he does as far as, you know, holding the, you know, having the hat and doing his thing. But that's him. Let him do his thing. That's fine. I would just love to have a conversation with him and ask him a few questions and just say, look, you have so many rappers that talk about that they love Trump, that's why he's going to win the black vote. Okay, so all these rappers that say that the Democrats, it's bullshit. It's all bullshit. They're not Democrats. They're Republicans because they're business owners. Do you know what I mean? They're business owners. You think Jay-Z's a fucking Democrat? You think Jay-Z's a Democrat? Do you know how much wealth tax he might not want to pay when he gives his shit to his kids? I mean, you know, real estate tax. I mean, didn't he just, you know, I mean, come on. Seriously. So they've been going at the cat real hard, and I'm just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? This is crazy. And like, so then he like shows off his backyard and what he's bought and with all his money. But the thing is he started going after like Mano by saying, you know, or WAC, trying to say something to take, you know, food out of his kids' mouths, like to try to get his fucking, to try to get his channel demonetized to the point where, like, you know, he can't fucking feed his kids. And it's like, you know, a lot of these guys, you know, he's fixed it up too. He's got long, I mean, he's spent a good amount of chunk of money on that backyard for Babylon Brooks. The trees are alone. The trees that surround the trees that he's got there are like $1,000 a piece, if not more. So, you know, he's making some good money. And he wants to send his kids to college and all this stuff. But he's got these rappers, right, that are fucking with him. So I'm saying, like, okay, Hassan, since you got a little bit of following, right, why don't we start up, like I said, this big GoFundMe if WAC's fucking with you, and let's see the moose nuts on WAC. Because that motherfucker talks a lot of shit, and all he looks is like a big fucking balloon with a bunch of fucking potholes in his face. Here's the deal, WAC. Put your fucking money where your mouth is, and let's see if you got the moose nuts to jeopardize your fucking stature in this fucking fake podcast clown show that you and Adam run, and fucking DJ Academics. You tell me that kid wasn't smart enough to put a Jimmy on? You're going to run train on somebody with a fucking camera, you fucking moron? Not only that, it's just you're going to lose your position in Rumble. Like, you're a fucking idiot. You've seen this shit before. You know what I mean? Like, and then you get wrapped up in the same shit. You're a fucking clown. You're a fucking clown. So you got Hassan out there getting battered down by WAC and all his and shit like that. I'd say, Hassan, if anybody knows Hassan Campbell, send him this. Hassan, here's the message. Let's start a GoFundMe to get the Nipsey tape released, okay, at what the cost that WAC had offered DJ Vlad to put it up for. Not the $5 million, but the $1 million. Okay? Now, for all you folks out there, if we had $1 million and we went up to WAC and said, okay, here's $1 million, I want to buy the tape. Because once I buy the tape and I put it on fucking Pornhub, do you know how much more money I'm going to make? Or if I made an OF account, do you know how much more money I would make? I'd be on top of all you. I'd be standing on my wallet looking down on all you fucking pricks. So let's pay the $1 million to get the fucking Nipsey tape that's going to turn the next person into the next billionaire like Kim Kardashian. I shit you not. Where is everybody? So you're telling me between DJ Academics, fucking 1090, fucking Jake, WAC, Adam, Joe, fucking, yeah, fucking it is what it is, Cameron, Mace, you know, fucking, if I was Puff, I'd buy the video just to get the scrutiny off of me, you know what I mean? Like, it makes no sense. This is a clown show. Nobody has no tape, because nobody's put up the fucking scuttle, the scratch. Nobody's put up the scratch for the video. The video don't exist, and I'm sure if we put up the money and we get them on $1 million, you know what WAC's going to say? I need the $5 million. Okay, fuck knows. Okay, you want to play that game? You want to play poker? We'll get another $5 million, and you know what? We'll add another fucking $50 grand onto it just to sweeten the deal. And now let's see your fucking moose nuts, motherfucker. Lay down your cards. Lay down your cards, because if you people really think that this is all real, you're fucking crazy. You're fucking crazy. You're fucking crazy. They're all informants. It was all done. It was all told to us by Mobb Deep. It was all told to us by Mobb Deep. You got the hip hop police in you. You know what I mean? Dude, you know. It's like, it's, you know, I mean, seriously. Why hasn't nobody, so like Hassan, what's up? You're telling me that you can't, we can't, we, me and you couldn't come together, have a quick couple podcasts, generate something, and not go and ask DJ Flat, go and ask Whack for the tape? Now, I sit back and I peel back another layer of the onion and I say, now, if I'm Whack, and I have this tape of Nipsey Hussle supposedly getting digged down by a dude, right? And Whack catches this from somebody was surveilling this hotel. First off, there's so many variables that I don't know if it's true. It has to be somebody knew where they were going to go and do this whole charade, okay? Two, the place was mic'd up. And three, somebody was watching outside to make sure what house he goes in and this, that, and the third. Supposedly, whether it was a hotel or a house, Nipsey walks out and fucking next thing you know, he chucks a phone. And then on that phone was the evidence of what the encounter was in that hotel. So, if I'm Whack, I would be taking that videotape and putting it in the safe deposit box. Because, I guess nobody really understands. Do you know the amount of profit you could make off that fucking video? The amount of profit you could make by selling that video, or the streams and the views, putting it by clip by clip, and then say, oh, hey, catch the whole virgin on OF. Really? 5 million and make you fucking 25 million. Just imagine. Oh my God, one of the greatest LA rappers, fucking Nipsey. Look at this video. People are gonna watch it just to watch it. Do you know what I'm saying? I gotta watch it just to watch it. And with all the OFs out there and all this and all that, you're telling me Whack wasn't... Listen, if Whack was on his fucking last nickel, he'd have released the fucking tape. But no, he had to go climb over to fucking Adam 22. And anytime he does a podcast, he never lets anybody talk. It's like, dude, what the fuck is with you, bro? Like, what do you just take a bunch of Adderall and just think because you're big and your name's Whack 100 and fucking... You're fucking untouchable. Like, all right, you're a Pyru. Great, you're a fucking Pyru. There's mobsters that got shot out in front of steakhouses. It's not like a fucking Pyru can't get lit on fire at any goddamn given time. I mean, you, just because you're a Pyru doesn't mean shit. It doesn't mean fucking shit. You walk around with security guards, bud. So you're not a Pyru, you're a fucking cop, is what you are. You're a Pyru cop. Fucking retards, man. I'm telling you, man. So, yo, Hassan, man, let's get the money together, man. Let's stop the bullshit. You know what I mean? Let's bring it back. Come rewind. Let's get this going. Because the more you keep saying about what Whack or, man, you know, taking money out of your mouth and not, and for you to not get inferior and get fucking pissed and say, I'm going to fucking do this now because you guys want to do this to me. Well, guess what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to start a fucking crowdsource, right? And I'm going to get the money up to fucking get you to sell me that tape. And I'm going to see where your moose nuts are at, motherfucker. Because if you can do it to Vlad, then you can do it to anybody. Name your price, Whack. Name it, Dunny. Name it. Name it. Because whatever it is, we're going to make 10. We'll make fucking 5 fucking times more off of it. Okay? You fucking ballless, sackless fuck. And I would tell him in front of his face, because you sit with fucking pedophiles. You sat with 6ix9ine and you didn't have the audacity to slap him across the fucking face? Where the fuck is your GP rules, bro? Where the fuck is your ghetto fucking etiquette? You ain't got shit, Whack, you fat fucking fuck. You and Adam sucking each other off. Fucking faggots. How are you?
Hi, great, thank you.
Have a great week. Thank you. fucking bunch of fucking clowns running around, sitting in fucking in Melrose, fucking bullshit and shit. Like, yo, fuck it, you guys make me sick. And Hassan, you, I'm telling you, bro, I'm telling you, if it was me that was in your shoes, bro, it would have been a whole different issue. I would have flew down to L.A. with some New York goons and said, like, listen, you either stop the fucking shit or me and you are going to shoot the fair ones. So we can either do a fucking a charity boxing match or we could do whatever. But it's got to go down, bro. And it's got to go down and it has to be on film. Whether you kick my ass or I kick your ass, it's got to go down. Because we got to see your fucking balls. You had balls with game and shit. And that was years ago. So let's see if you still got them fucking kahunas now. Which he don't. Which he does not have them. He does not fucking have them. Sitting there, DJ Vlad talking about, oh, I'll release this thing right now. No, you won't. No, you won't. No, you won't. Because the powers that be wouldn't let you. And you know you'd be in some type of Diddy situation if you fucking did. Fake ass motherfuckers, man. All your everybody's tattoos on their faces and shit. What is that? What are they only good for, like 2 hours and then fucking, and then they wash off or something? Have to be redone every 3 weeks? What the fuck? Tattoo on your face to hide exactly who you are? Like, look at 1090 Jake. Erase those tattoos. Look at Millie's. Erase all those tattoos. Look at Adam 22. Erase all those tattoos on his face. He don't want to be seen by the world. Because we can look through your eyes and see exactly right through you. You're a shadow. You're glass, bro. You're fucking glass. You can add stuff in all your fucking little videos. But at the end of the day, you comes down to a fucking dark road and there ain't no security. You got all them jewels on. It becomes a whole different fucking story. Whole different fucking story. And that stunt, that fucking stunt that Fat Joe pushed off on, walking down the street to Madison Square Garden because the traffic's legendary. Well, where's your legendary Rolls Royce that you always had parked in front of the fucking clubs when you were chasing Jay-Z's coattail? Where's that there, pal? And tell me, why are you running so late to the Madison Square Garden Game 7? Huh? Why are you running so late? Like you know what I'm saying? What, don't you guys get like a secret access in there, like in a half hour chilling behind the scenes in the locker rooms talking to the players and shit? But no, you see him walking down the Madison Square Garden, downtown New York. He's got his chains on. And the thing is, he's got his phone. You know why? He's recording, right? So he can catch any robber that's going to rip the fucking chains off his neck. Do you know what I'm saying? That's what all that was. That was has nothing to do with, oh, hey, you know, I'm going to the fucking game. You don't need to do that. You have enough notoriety. You're going to enter the game. We're going to see you. But no, you had to let your camera be recording you the whole time when you were walking because you knew that you had some jewelry. And if you watch that fucking, if you watch that video closely, he moves his little blue shirt just to cover up the ice. Now, whether it's real or not, we all know Fat Joe makes money, so somebody's going to fucking either try to test you one way or another. Now, what you don't see behind him is like 3 or 4 dudes that are dressed in like hoodies, backpacks, and shit, and they're his bodyguards. Do you know what I mean? But they make it look like they're running around solo dolo, like they're some fucking hardcore fucking gangster with the Just 5 on your fucking goatee, looking like a moron. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, yo, what's going on here? What happened to Fat Joe's fucking face, bro? Did he tattoo the hair, or is that hair just implemented it here like LeBron got? Like, none of this shit makes any fucking sense. You know what I mean? So you look at all the rappers that we all listened to in the 80s. Ja Rule's a Jehovah Witness, for Christ's sakes. Lil Wayne went to college. Fucking Mace went to college. Fucking Cameron went to college. You're not out there pushing fucking crack like they say they were. I booted up my mother's fucking veins in candlelight. I was a phlebotomist at fucking 9 years old. But I can't say that story. Nobody would believe me, but they'll believe Cameron fucking, you know, selling coke out of a fucking pink mink. You know what I mean? Like, what's really good, man? This shit is crazy. Listen, Hassan, holla at your boy, man. Get at me, man. Get at me. Let's put this shit together. Let's put their money where their mouths is, unless they already sunk their teeth into you and you're part of the, you know, you're in the initiation phase of this system, which I don't think you are, because you still do the lives. You do your lives. You got three phones. You do the lives on your YouTube. And I think it would be dope if you just moved over to Rumble. Like, fuck the YouTube, bro. Just move over to Rumble. You can take all your data analytics. And that's the thing, is that the reason why you're getting fucked, Hassan, is because Leo Cohen is controlling your CPM. Leo Cohen, which was the president of Def Jam Records, which you know, Hassan, is now the international fucking monetary head of YouTube as far as CPMs go. And you don't get any data on your CPM. Now, this is said by a CEO named of Dame Dash. And he said it to Pat Bet-David on his Pat podcast. And he tells Pat Bet-David, he goes, so how much you get on the fucking, on his CPM? He's like, oh, I don't know, about 4 or 6 cents. And he goes, you know how much they're fucking making on it? He goes, but they won't give you the data of how much, of how many, they don't give them the data of like how many times the commercials are getting played on a clip or on a full episode. They don't tell them what they don't, you don't know what sponsors are on there, what they paid for, all this, all that, and all the data that he has, they're selling it to them, and he's getting shit. So once Dame Dash let him know this, he's like, wow, you can tell you're trying to figure it out. He goes, yep, I am. So you know Pat Dead David's going to go right back to the negotiation table and say, all right, I want more money or I'm going to fucking Rumble. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know. Hassan, man, I watched you. I was a little suspect of you for the antics you pulled, but I understand it's like you had to get some oxygen out of the whole shit to get your name out there, you know, and I get that. But what I don't get is that you're not pissed off at these guys enough to fucking really shake some trees. Do you know what I'm saying? So I would love to see somebody that hears this podcast send it to you and say, look, let's see where fucking Whack 100's head's at, and let's offer them the money. We'll gather up a GoFundMe from all hip hop fans or any people that would love to see the video. Okay? We have no control over the money. We then take that cash, write a check, and then we give it to Vlad. And we live it. Say, Vlad, here's a $1 million. Where's that tape? And then watch how long he takes to even respond to it. And it might even respond like, y'all got a million. That chump change. Okay, what do you want us to raise there, fuck knows? What do you want us to raise there, big moose nuts? Because we'll get it. Because you want to play poker, and I want to see your hand. That's what it is. I want to see your hand. You want to act, talk shit? I want to see your hand. That was crazy. You should have never did that. The truck should have never did that. I want to see Wax hand. And there's only one cat that can get underneath these guys' skin, and that is fucking Hassan Kim. He gets under these guys' skin so bad that they're really, really trying to take down his channel. So I feel bad for the cat. You did beautiful things with your money. Your backyard looks great. There's no need to flex on what you have, what you don't have. We all know what you have. You can see the trees over your fucking over your picket fence. Seeing your tricycle. That's great. That's all great stuff. But it's now time to take it to the next level. You know what I'm saying? So if y'all are with me, share this out to Hassan Campbell on YouTube. I love you all. Let's get that money. Let's see these rappers put their fucking money where their mouth is. I love you all. I'll catch you on the next one. Peace!